So sources of international market information. So this is like collecting that information. So what are the sources that you have? So here it is something to do with that secondary data part which we told you, but we will understand that little better. Reliable information and tons of information that you require about foreign market, you know, for your product development modification strategy, for your entry strategy, for marketing mix related matters, standardization versus localization decisions. So you can collect a lot of data broadly classified, as you said, the sources of information could be secondary and primary. Secondary data is essentially a good source of getting varied nature of information, where government and international organizations report can be utilized. So government agencies, including international bodies, are also publishing data. So like here, US International Trade Administration, ITA, or they publish reports on trade regulation, market condition, demographic shifts, etc., economic performances of various countries. If you lay your hands, or say World Trade Organization, etc., IMF, for that International Monetary Fund, they publish data about various countries covering different aspects. If you collect, compile, and then infer, your inference could be sound. So government is a very powerful source. International bodies managing international business, etc., could be the another one. So as I was telling you, WF, IMF, World Bank, World Trade Organization, WTO, they offer wealth of data on the global economy, the trade flows, etc., country-specific economic indicators. And this report, when assessed by the businessmen, they can potentially see which side of the shift is taking place, what will emerge as a next need-based opportunity, etc., the climatic condition of political investment, economic, etc., will be available to you. So example is given here is that International Monetary Fund, World Economic Outlook, they provide this report, okay? It has global economic forecast for the next 5 years generally, which can inform strategic decisions entering emerging market. Company like General Electric may use such report to evaluate investment potential in developing regions like India, etc. So this is how global or international trade bodies data can be tapped. Second is the industry report itself. Various industry itself creates the report related to their industry. So it could be like the market trend, it could be competitive landscape, it could be industry challenge, it could be the forecast of the industry, etc. So firm like Statista, marketresearch.com or EB's World specializes in providing detailed industry specific data that can help businessmen understand sectorial dynamics, growth potential, behavioral of the part of the consumer, and foreign market shift that is taking place. So that's an industry report. Example here again, like Apple evaluates the potential for launching a new product in a foreign market, might rely on industry reports from sources like Euromonitor to understand the market size, growth rates, competition in the country's customer electronic sector, etc. Many of reports are highly paid reports also, but they are very, very reliable. You have open, free publications also, but then the quality and this thing may be of bit suspect. So it's up to you. You have to decide. Trade associations, that is the trade in which you are, and the entire network, they form their generally call what you call trade associations, are the group that provide resources, you know, for your industry. They conduct many times syndicated research to gather insight about specific marketing dynamics, challenges of the sector, etc. This organization often conduct this, studies through survey, or they themselves analyze public sector report and outline the trend for the member of that trade body, etc. Okay, so shift that is taking place, competitive intelligence, if any, so that a member can accordingly prepare themselves. So that's also a trade association. National Restaurant Association, NRA, in the US publishes annual report on consumer dining habits and the trends. A global restaurant chain like McDonald's could use such report to fine-tune its menu offering and create a marketing strategy when they are ready with the new menu, etc., and attract more and more international marketing, local customer, etc. So that's how the trade body related information can be used. So we studied that. Now coming to the primary data sources, we will learn various ways in which the primary data can be collected. This is, as I told you, a direct collection of data from the identified sample. So here you do an interview with the foreign expert. So it's an interview as a technique where local expert, industry professional, academia, people from that, or a few select opinion leaders of the market, etc. And then you try and talk to them. This is done especially if there is no secondary data sources available. These interviews can help companies to understand cultural nuances, regulatory environment, how does it look in the future, barriers to entry, etc., any shift in cultural this thing that may endanger certain nature of market or the product existence, etc. So this interview is a very powerful tool in such a case where launching their product in the Middle East, IKEA might interview local interior designer and architects to gain insight into customer preferences for home furniture, especially do-it-yourself type, room layouts, okay, in that country, design style that cater to the local culture and the local values. So that, equipped with that, IKEA can modify its product offering. Survey is another technique. Here, common and effective method for collecting primary data involves a predetermined set of questions, okay, to a sample individuals. You have identified that I'll be meeting teenagers, or I'll be meeting working professionals not exceeding 40 years. Likewise, you have decided who's your sample, and then when you meet them, you raise this question, which essentially is formed around generating a quantitative insight. Sir, do you prefer liquid soap or not? Yes, no. Sir, how often do you use it? Once a week, more than once a week. So likewise, they create very numerical data analysis for you. So it will give you a good insight about numerically how the consumer behavior is set. So to alter your marketing strategy, it will help you. Or you alter consumer behavior. If you want to change some or alter the behavior of the consumer itself, you know what needs to be done. So this is a survey technique and its example. Coca-Cola might conduct survey in different countries to understand the regional taste preference and adjust its offering accordingly. For example, survey may reveal that consumers in Japan prefer less sweet sodas, prompting Coke to tailor its formula accordingly. So you see that that's the power of doing a research. Online data collection tools, the rise of this digital media gives you another tool, which is online collection of a data. You reach out to the target audience also using online medium, request him to fill up your questionnaire, and that gives you the data back. So you collect the data in a real time. And online collection also offers a backend tool which does the analysis all in the real time. Tool like Google Forms, SurveyMonkey, Typeform, even Microsoft offers this kind of thing. And using Zoom, Skype, etc., you create a tool which is an online data collection tool. Preparation. In preparation for launching a new fashion line in Europe, Zara may use SurveyMonkey to conduct an online survey among European consumers to gather data about their preferences on clothing, styling, pricing, sensitivity, and brand perceptions. And accordingly, then they can create their go-to-market strategy. Continue to understand digital tools, how it can be used. Several online tools and platforms are now available to help businessmen collect and analyze market information. So one is a Google Trend. Google Trend offers valuable insight into research, search patterns, interest levels for specific keywords. So these are those available outcome report, because Google is a leading search, you know, engine pro support provider. Every second the people are searching something, etc., they are Googling, etc. outcome of this report offers an insight on those things. So they are like readily available report. What, of course, you have to subscribe for it, pay for it. Google Trend to gauge the consumer interest in particular product or services, or are this, what are they searching related to that product, etc. Track the demand, etc. Evaluate the effectiveness of your campaign. Okay. Social media insights, platforms like Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and WeChat are rich source of real-time conversational data. Business can track consumer sentiments, monitor competitor, analyze trends, okay, and through this social media listening or insight gathering. So that's another powerful tool. So social media analytic tools such as Hootsuite, Sprout Social, Brandwatch, they offer you in-depth social listening, means what is being chit-chatted about you, your brand, about your product, or the kind of product that you are in. Outcome as a report is provided to you. So there are companies like this who do this, and if you obtain those reports, you are equipping yourself for a better marketing tactics or the strategy. So now we look into the cultural considerations in international market research. So when you are doing a research, one aspect which really differentiates the local research vis-a-vis international market research is the differentiating cultural aspect. So how international marketing research should take into account certain cultural aspects. So cultural shape consumer attitudes and behavior, okay, and the way people communicate. Business must ensure that the research method account for cultural differences to avoid biases that your communication may otherwise create, or avoid misrepresentation, misinterpretation, and incorrect conclusion. There are many such examples where simple translation-based release of a communication led to a problem. Okay. So research techniques that work well in one country may not yield reliable result in the other country due to certain social norm linked to that kind of a communication, or attitude towards the authoritative way of your communication, or coming out of privacy concern, consumer may not respond to the kind of call to action that you are seeking from them. So these are the nuances which has to come out through research, and while you do international research, these are the cultural considerations you have to keep in mind. So for example, in individualistic cultures like the United States, they are very individualistic in nature. Family is not so critical nowadays. They are out. Respondents may be more comfortable answering a lot of personal or direct survey questions. However, in collectivist cultural such as China, Japan, to an extent even in India, might be more reserved and prefer answering question in a way that aligns with the societal expectations rather than their personal opinion. Income related question, we are not very willing to give. So they are, the researchers ask you in a bracketed form. While in US, the guy may not have a harm in saying that either he's unemployed or he earns so much. So this is a one simple example for you to understand. There are many more implication points. Similarly, face-to-face interviews may be preferred in countries where personal relationship matters, okay, and displaying the trust is very significant in obtaining the answer, okay, so such as Middle East, Latin America. So they will not answer your online questionnaire or WhatsApp questionnaire, etc. They prefer in conversation. In contrast, respondents in North America or Europe may be more comfortable with online survey. They are very willing. They are always proactive, okay? Because for them, the efficiency over efficiency, anonymity, etc., vis-a-vis personal interaction is far more important. So one of the important aspects of culture is, of course, the language and translation, transliteration related attitude in general. So Coca-Cola expanded into China. Brand name was initially transliterated as Coca-Cola, so whichever way you read it, which roughly translated and meant bite the vexed tadpole. So when pronounced in a particular way in Chinese terminology, it was bite the wax tadpole. Realizing this mistake, the company adjusted its branding to sound Kokua Kole, which means happiness in the mouth. So you see, that is such a powerful example. Pepsi brings you back to life was mistranslated as Pepsi brings your ancestors back from being dead. So they have to also do the proper change in the language. So customizing surveys for cultural preferences. So even many companies, when they are especially new or entering new, they do this kind of a survey so that they understand the cultural nuances and preferences. So Arab countries survey should avoid questions about religious belief, gender role, as these topics are very sensitive. So once you understand through a survey various cultural nuances, do's and don'ts, same thing can be taken care of in your go-to market strategy, marketing communication, etc. Okay. Next aspect of culture, this thing is a social hierarchy. Okay, so considering social hierarchy in research, in cultures with strong respect for hierarchy, such as India or South Korea, junior employees may hesitate to provide honest feedback in corporate research survey. Okay, if they believe their answer could be tracked back to him, or they believe that though this person is coming to him as an independent body, he may be linked to the corporate somewhere, somebody, and that person will have access to kind of answer that I have given. So as a technique, many times anonymous survey or indirect questioning method is applied. So that research questionnaire designer has to really consider this into account. Using visual and symbolic cue is also one cultural aspect. In a highly visual culture such as Brazil or Italy, images and symbols may be more effective than text-heavy questionnaires. So, like, you have to think about how will you get into data collection. Leveraging local expertise, many international companies partner with local research agencies or cultural consultants so that they can even critically look at the research design and help them devise an appropriate research methodology. Okay, so that's on the cultural part. So with this, we really complete this very important subject of marketing research in the international market. Thank you.